Chapter 16. That's incredible! Such a letter will cause him to fly. I wrote so that he might not fly. Ah, he's coming now. A tall man was walking up the path. We should go behind the door. Get your handcuffs ready, Inspector. The door opened, and the man stepped in. In an instant, Holmes put a pistol to his head, and Martin put the handcuffs over his wrists. He stared at us and burst into a bitter laugh. You seem to have got me good. What's all this? I only came in answer to a letter from Mrs. Cubitt. Don't tell me that she played a trick on me. She is seriously injured and still unconscious. You lie, he cried. It was he that was hurt, not she. Who would have hurt little Elsie? Take it back. She was found badly injured by the side of her dead husband, said Holmes. He sank onto the sofa and covered his face with handcuffed hands. After a while, he raised his face and began to speak.